Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button, of course, if you're not already. I'll give you 3 brand new interviews every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcasts from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Well, we've had some fantastic guests drop by lately, including Dave Pernod, lead singer of Soul Asylum, Joe Scarborough from MSNBC's Morning Joe, H. John Benjamin, you know him as the title voices from Archer and Bob's Burgers, Keith Urban, the country superstar, Tim Heidecker, Les Claypool of Primus, David Yao of the Jesus Lizard, Keith Powers and Jean-Louis Castellanos, they're both starring in Uglies on Netflix, John Early, comedian musician, Father John Misty, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with actress Natasha Rothwell. She's starring in How to Die Alone. In fact, she's the series creator, showrunner, and executive producer. It's out now on Hulu. And she stars as Mel, a JFK airport employee who's never been in love and forgotten how to dream until an accidental brush with death catapults her on a journey to finally take flight and start living by any means necessary. We're going to be talking about her telling the story of loneliness, especially as she says, being as a child of 80s rom-coms, inserting ourselves into the bigger narrative, and that she's been actually developing this show since 2016. Natasha also discusses the soundtrack with songs ranging from Radiohead to Nappy Roots to Whitesnake to the One Margarita song, and her time in a karaoke league, before also giving us the smallest little peek into the upcoming season, season 3 of White Lotus, which she reprises her character from season 1 in. All that and more as we talk How to Die Alone, out now on Hulu. It's Kyle Meredith with Natasha Rothwell.
Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Such a pleasure to meet you. Let me tell you what I'm sure you're hearing all day today, but how much I enjoyed How to Die Alone. What a great story that you've told.
Thank you so much. That means everything.
I want to go for the big hook. I've heard you say this before, but this is a show you said that you wanted to explore the difference between loneliness and being alone. Why is that? And what did it mean for this story?
For me, I mean, I'm a child of the 80s, which means that rom-com was my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I think it was sort of a compass that led me down the path to think that the only way to satiate my loneliness or my being alone would be the finding a man would be the thing that would make me feel less alone. And the truth of the matter is, and this is a consequence of being in therapy, is that there's just the difference. And I think being preoccupied with romantic love prevents us from seeing platonic love and familial love and valuing it as much as we do romantic love. And I think that for a long time, I was blinded to the love that existed in my life because I was looking for something that the movies were telling me I needed. And it still remains something that I want in my life, but now my life feels much more full and more rich because I'm able to see all the love that's present. And I felt like that was a story worth telling.
Isn't that interesting? The just the weight that the movies that we grew up on, maybe even unintentionally, I mean, you know how movies are made, you know, how then it happens that it's this narrative suddenly that, and you kind of get to flip that. I mean, that's the nice power to have.
I mean, inserting yourself into the narrative is not just the power I have. I feel like it's a power all of us have, and we don't tap into it nearly as much. And taking control of our own stories and being the hero of our own stories and not waiting for someone to save us, but saving ourselves. Because fundamentally, it's about agency, right? It's about knowing that we have the power to decide who we are and who we want to be. And I'm hoping the show reminds people of that.
Now, is this, I remember reading at one point that, you know, you'd like 2018 that you were sort of pitching an idea that was developing that would be a starring role. Like, have you been working? Was that this one?
I've been working on this since 2016. Higher, Bob. Higher. Yeah. It's been a long, long journey with this show, but I believed in it. And I think I was given every opportunity to give up and to walk away from it. But there was something in me that just knew that this would be life-changing for me. And I don't even mean professionally. I mean, it was going to be a healing thing for me to put this work on the page and have it see the light of day. And so that was really my preoccupation. And then I think as we broke story and got into the process of discovering what the show was in the writer's room, I realized how universal those themes were. And I'm just so grateful that I didn't give up. And hopefully that tidbit of fact gives people the courage to keep going. But I think the show itself will also do a bit of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it, seriously, the story is beautiful. The jokes per minute is sort of insane.
This is the thing. It was a Steven Spielberg quote that if you can make them laugh, they'll trust you to cry. And I think that's the beauty of levity and gravity. They complement each other, and I love having them both in a show. And I wanted to make sure that people understood that, like, I the kind of drama and the things I want to explore, I can't help but look at it through a humorous lens because life is fucking bonkers, you know, and it's weird, and it's worth having those moments where we can laugh out loud at just the ridiculousness of existence sometimes.
And we'll be right back right after this.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Natasha Rothwell.
And the soundtrack. Speaking of bonkers, I mean, right out of the gates, like even that first episode, what did I write down? Nappy's in there, Sly, Band of Horses. You end up getting the Margarita song in later on. Here I Go Again, which might be the greatest Alone song of all time.
White Snake, man. Give it up for White Snake. The hair bands of the 80s, and I'm like genre agnostic in terms of the music that I like. And that was so important to me in this show. Because like when I wanted the scene to dictate what song it needed and not be prescriptive about the music. And because my tastes are so varied, I was just really grateful to work along with Keir Lehman, who was our music supervisor. And when he realized that I was like a serious music head, he was just like so amped. And so we were exchanging playlists. I'm like, what about this song? What about that song? And he was just such a great partner in crime to achieve that dream of making it like acoustically as interesting as it is, you know, visually and on the page.
The were the karaoke songs written into the script? Because I know we got Creep and we got Leave the Door Open.
Yes, I was on a karaoke league in New York.
A karaoke league?
Yeah, that's a fun fact. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I love karaoke with a passion. And so there was no way I was going to write a show and not have it in there.
Are those representative of your karaoke songs?
My karaoke playlist is pretty extensive, Kyle. I'm not going to tell you all the songs on it, but you know, Creep might be on there. There might be some other ones that are in the show that are on my list. Maybe a hair band, maybe, I don't know, a White Snake, if you will. But yeah, I really enjoy it. It's cathartic. It's like, it's an opportunity for people to feel like a rock star in their life. And when they don't feel like that on the everyday, it's even more cathartic. And so outside of it being a passion of mine, it just made sense in the story we were telling, fortunately.
I did karaoke for the first time last year and just had a blast.
For the first time last year?
I've never done, I've been in bands. I've sang on stage. I've never done karaoke until last year.
Here's what I will say. Actual singers hate karaoke. My friends who are actual like Broadway singers, they are just like, no, this is not fun for us. But for me, I am not a self-proclaimed like Broadway singer. I do it recreationally, not sober. So to me, it's just like a cathartic, fun release of energy. And every once in a while, I'll hit a right note. But yeah, so I get why it was your first time. That solved a puzzle for me.
Uh-huh. Well, I will say I began and ended the night with the St. Prince song. So I felt like that was a success.
Raspberry Beret?
No, I'm sheepish to say it, but it was I'll say P Control.
Ooh.
Yeah, works really well in the care. Everybody gets to sing the chorus, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well done.
Of course, I want to bring up a little bit of what else you're doing because of both things launching this and the new season of White Lotus, both deal with death and spirituality to a certain sense. I mean, what was that trip like for you in your head? Because it seems like you're able to kind of work through different things in the same job.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things I love about what I do for a living is to be able to try on different characters and roles and sometimes working on things back to back for sure. But I also think that there's a lot of overlap in the Venn diagram of Belinda and Melissa. I think they are working in service jobs where they often get overlooked and are seeking in some way. And I'm really excited for audiences to see the next season of White Lotus. Absolutely. There's zero I can say. I literally have been shaken down for information incessantly. And there's literally nothing I can say except it is going to blow your socks off. But yeah, it's a treat to play characters that are typically marginalized and we get to give them a voice. That's a part of my mission.
And I know not to ask, you know, any more about, but I'm always fascinated when anybody gets to return to a character that's not sort of in sequence, like you were in the last season, you know?
So, yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Natasha Rothwell.
This show is so good. The realism that you get to play with. I love seeing John Benjamin on there and the testimonials as well is such an interesting way to start those. What inspired that part of it?
I had to fight for it. I think it was it's left of center, which is just my brand, and sometimes you have to convince studios to be on board. But for me, I love documentary. I love real stories from real people. I think you begin to lean in when you realize what someone is saying is real and they're not an actor. And I think it also allows people to see Mel in context of the city of New York, that in all of the millions of people that walk around the city, each one has a story and a relationship to love and longing and being alone. And so we wanted to slow down and really visit with each of, those characters on the street. That and it was amazing to get real New Yorkers to stop and talk about their thoughts and feelings in a real vulnerable way. And tying that into the themes of the episode was just a joy. And it's unconventional, but it wouldn't be a big Hattie production if it was. It wasn't.
And to tie that back to 80s rom-coms with Harry Met Sally and the testimonials from that, it kind of reminded me of that. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Congratulations on this. I did enjoy it so much. And Natasha, seriously, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
And my thanks to Natasha. How to Die Alone, playing now on Hulu. Thanks to you for checking out the episodes. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating and a review while you're hanging around. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You'll get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from artists like Neil Young, The Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, As Tall as Lions, Pixies, Nirvana, Prince, Lenny Kravitz, Billie Eilish, Hannah Camille, Cowboy Junkies, Foo Fighters, Dave Matthews Band, Grace Potter, Fleetwood Mac, The Killers, and my interview with Randy Blythe of Lamb of God. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.